We would like to speak to you about the power of release. There is a principle, and it is an important one, and it is one that encourages us to study the principles of release. When something is in place and taking up space and energy in your consciousness, then if that thing is not high, if it is painful or dark, then there is no place for the light to come in. It is not that the light does not want to come in, it is that we have not made a place for it. This principle has caused a great deal of confusion in your world. There has been a great emphasis on focusing on pain and focusing on distress and focusing on fear and all manner of things with the idea that that will help you clear it. Now, what we are looking for here is the balance. We want the balance of saying, here is an experience and it was painful or it did damage to me and I know about it and I acknowledge it and I see myself healed of it. That is another thing we will talk about at another time. But what happens then is that is as far as we go. We get to that place, but the thing itself never really moves far from our consciousness. One of the things it can do is it can move into a lower layer. And that is what happens with most of the things we experience that are difficult or challenging. They move to a lower layer. And so they are not on the top. So on the top we can bring in all manner of light. But when something that is like the pain that we felt before happens again, then that pain from the lower layer rises, and all of a sudden there is no room for the light. There is only room for the pain. And once again, we understand that there are many philosophies in terms of how you heal mentally, how you heal psychologically, and they will never all be satisfied. So what you must know is that you must find for yourself the place and the movement that is going to make your life good. There is a reason why we do not say to you, a bad thing happened, forget it. Because that is not how you are built. You're on the earth and that is not how you are built. So what we are looking at is acknowledgement. This is what happened. This is genuinely what I felt, and no judgment about what you felt, but simply acknowledgement of what you felt. And then after that, it is to see what is needed. Is there anything that you need to do, any response you need to make, anything you need to do in response to this pain? And if there is, then we do it. If there is not, then we go back to it and we say, here it is, but it is taking up space in my energy where I want life to be. So what I'm going to do is remove my focus from it. Maybe I cannot do that immediately or all at once, but I'm not going to make it the first place that I go. And I am not going to stay long on it because I want light to come into my being and usher in places for me to go, things for me to do. And that whole thing is very important. Now, what will happen is over time, little by little, the experience will move out of our consciousness. Do we know it happened? We do. Do we remember it? We do. But we are no longer feeding it. There are some interesting linguistics that you have around these things. We are going to mention one that we find puzzling. It is the phrase, get over it. We are not completely sure what is intended for that, but the implication seems to be that you should have some sort of behavior or movement that makes this something that virtually never happened. You jumped over it. The problem is, when you jumped over it, it went down. It went down in your body and is waiting. It is like, they are like little booby traps. Some other kind of negative or frightening energy happens and up they come. So we do not want to jump over it. What we want to do is acknowledge it, do anything we need to do in response to it, move into our heart center, call in light, and move our focus to the things of light. That is the most important thing to do here. Move your focus to the things of light, because that then will build. That is what you will be building. And some things very quickly will leave. Some things that are deeper will leave more slowly and remind you of your need to be loving to yourself and to let that love take the place of the thing that may have been hurt. There are those among you who draw the hurt into their bodies and make it a religion. And that is none of you, but you will find that in your dealings with other people, there are those then who become defined by their pain, because they never invited anything else in except that pain. When you run into that, it is a little disconcerting to be around, because when the pain is old, perhaps they have been attached to it for a long time, it actually makes you want to draw away from them. We have all experienced pain, and many of us deep pain, but we have all embraced the light, and we have invited the light into the space where that deep pain lived. And the more attention the light gets, the less attention goes to the pain. And then without the attention, the pain cannot live in the way that it did initially. So this is an interesting thing to understand about healing. And once again, we see such imbalance in your culture. There are, what would we call it, practices that tell you that you must hold on to it, that there are things to learn from it, that you must stay with it. And we would say no. That once pain is its own teacher, but it is a quick teacher. Pain does not need to be with you for months and months for you to understand what it has taught you or what it has roused in your own system. It is here. It does what it does. We acknowledge it. We take care of what we must take care of. We fill our hearts with love, and we invite in light and make a point of focusing on the things of the light, so they will take up that space and crowd pain out. That is much more the way that you do on Earth. That is a much more successful way of doing things. The attachment to pain is in itself painful. And when you talk to someone who has never let go of pain, you will find yourself not wanting to be in their energy. It is though a door has locked and they have not made room for light. We all have a challenge with this, but you will meet others who have more of a challenge than you do. So, of course, we want to extend sympathy, but we do not want to give that pain as much energy as they are giving it. So give your empathy and your sympathy from a bit of a distance. Make a space between you and whatever that is that they are carrying, and encourage them to draw in things that are of the light, because that light is stronger than anything. And that process will be their friend and will eventually move that outside. On the other hand, you do not want someone to deny pain, because that will require them to press it down into their body, into their feeling self. And that is not what we want to do either. There is too much danger of that pain recurring, and maybe even in a bigger way than it did to begin with. So we will take a few moments and speak about this practical, if somewhat unsettling, lesson in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, opening your crown to receive better things into your throat, so that you speak only what is love, into your heart to nurture your garden, into your solar plexus to remove any traces of old pain that might still be there, into your second center to remove judgment and shame, into your root to bring the material forth, making you form up into the person who's making the life that you truly want to live. And let that light spread through your body for your healing, for your balance, for your love. Move your focus into the garden in your heart that you have created. A place to rest, to find comfort, to create. See the beauty of your garden. Find the place where water flows and drink from that water to refresh yourself, to refresh your spirit. Now see that there is a path that illuminates and calls you. Move forward and step onto the path which now takes you up without effort. Feel that the air is filled with blessings and everything you breathe is for your good. And you are moved upward into a place of rest. And feel the energy of rest fill your body. And see if there is a symbol or a sign there in the place of rest to remind you to hold it in your body. Feel the path move you upward again. Upward into a place of safety. And breathe in the energy of safety so that it fills you, moves past your body and is all around you. If there is a symbol or a gift here, know it and take it with you. Now let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, come back down the path, breathing in your blessings. Step into your heart center and breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.